KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 60 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be cloudy to partly cloudy today with scattered showers possible this afternoon, a high around 70. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. In local news, three Republican candidates for office in Cass County filed their nomination papers Monday, serving as their notice of intent to run in the June primary. Cass County Sheriff Darby McLaren and Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman have chosen to run for re-election. And as we mentioned last week, Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones officially announced that he intends to run for the Cass County Board of Supervisors seat in District 1 by filing his papers, thereby offering a challenge to Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green, who seeks the same seat. The deadline for filing nomination papers is March the 30th. And the Daily Nonpareil reports in Pottawatomie County, Auditor Marilyn Jo Drake said she will not seek a ninth term as auditor, but will instead run for a seat on the county's Board of Supervisors. Drake, a Republican, has worked in the County Auditor's Office since 1977 and was elected auditor in 1985, filed her nomination papers Monday. She said she believes her experience will be beneficial on the board. And Melvin Hauser, a county supervisor for 16 years, said he will seek the county auditor's post in Pottawatomie County in an effort to succeed Drake. Also on Monday, the first day nomination papers could be filed for this year's county races. Council Bluffs resident 27-year-old Bart Randolph joined Drake in his filing of papers for a board seat on the Pottawatomie County Board of Supervisors. A first-time political office seeker, Randolph is a Democrat and small business owner. Two of the five supervisor seats in Pott County are up for election this year. They're currently held by Republicans Lynn Groby, who is seeking re-election. Also on the ballot is, in November, is the position of county auditor and county sheriff. Jeff Danker, first voted in as county sheriff in November of 1992 in Pott County, said he will run again, which would be his seventh term if re-elected. Those interested in running for office must obtain at least 100 signatures from eligible county voters, which would be checked by the auditor's offices. And those elected must be county residents when their term begins, in this case, next January 1st. One person died in a single-vehicle crash Sunday morning in Adair County. The sheriff's office said yesterday the driver of a 2000 Chrysler Town & Country minivan that crashed about 9 miles east of Greenfield off Highway 92 is believed to be an adult male from the state of Indiana. The victim's name was being withheld, though, until positive identification could be made by the state medical examiner's office. The accident was reported a little after 7 a.m. Sunday. The Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vanderwater reports upon arrival by emergency personnel, the driver and sole occupant of the van was located beneath the vehicle and later pronounced dead at the scene by the Adair County Medical Examiner. It was determined that the van was traveling east on Highway 92 when, for reasons unknown, it veered off the road and entered the north ditch, traveled quite a distance before leaving the ditch and becoming airborne. The momentum of the van caused it to roll sideways again when it came back onto the roadway. The driver was ejected and became trapped underneath the vehicle when it came to rest. The accident remains under investigation. The Shelby County Sheriff's Office said one person was hurt during an accident that took place around 10 a.m. Sunday south of Harlan. A Jeep driven by Kristen Napolitano Gustafson of Harlan was traveling west on 800th Street and stopped at the intersection with Highway 59, but then turned into the path of a northbound pickup driven by Shirley Jensen of Audubon. After the vehicles collided, the Jeep came to rest in the intersection while the pickup came to rest in the east ditch. Napolitano Gustafson was transported by ambulance to Murtu Hospital in Harlan for treatment of minor injuries. Jensen was checked out at the scene but refused treatment. Both vehicles sustained major damage. Napolitano Gustafson was cited by deputies for failure to yield. And the Cass County Sheriff's Office has a traffic stop Friday at Highway 83 and Marnie Road, northwest of the Atlantic City limits, resulted in the arrest of three women on drug charges. 30-year-old Amber Ray York of Omaha, 19-year-old Selena Marie Hansen of Atlantic, and 31-year-old Melanie Joy Bowers of Council Bluffs each face a felony charge of possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver over 5 grams. Nearly 68 grams of meth, a digital scale, and packaging materials were located in the vehicle that was driven by Hansen. She also faces a charge of driving under suspension, while York faces an additional felony charge of possession of contraband in a correctional facility and a simple misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia charge. All three women were brought to the Cass County Jail, where they were being held on $100,000 bond each. The Cass County K-9 Mufasa, assisted deputies at the scene. The investigation is ongoing, and additional charges are pending. In the funeral announcements, Lillian F. Wilson, age 77, of Adair, died Friday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Lillian Wilson will be today at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Anita. Del Brown, age 94, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Celebration of life service for Del Brown will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lucille Cook, age 87, of Panama, died Friday. A mass of Christian burial for Lucille Cook will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gordon Stanley, age 89, of Greenfield, died Tuesday in Fontenelle. Celebration of life services for Gordon Stanley will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Patricia Stewart, age 74, of Harlan and formerly of Oakland, died Friday. Funeral services for Patricia Stewart will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland. Juanita Peterson, age 92, of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. Funeral services for Juanita Peterson will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Ascension Lutheran Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Leela Peterson, age 78, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Allen Place. Funeral services for Leela Peterson will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sally Nelson, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Sally Nelson will be Friday at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Gerald Harvey, age 88, of Stewart and formerly of Redfield, died Friday in Stewart. Services for Gerald Brandel Harvey will be held March 15th at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has arrangements. And Donald Ray Colligan, age 79, of Shelby, died Friday. Private services for Donald Colligan will be held at a later date. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.